Thursday Chayasara, Shir Yud Gimel.
We're starting the sugya and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and the complication of the sugya is knowing what's the Havim and what's the Maskan, and going through all the different stages. The complication of the sugya is Halt Kup. That's really the complication. It's not really that it's terribly difficult in its lumdus. It's enjoyable lumdus. It's fleishig. It's a fleishig sugya. But the challenge in the sugya is halt kup. In order to halt kup, you really have to spend a lot of time making sure you know where you are and making sure what you know cold. So we're going to start the sugya. Today's really just a shir psicha. A Sunday, Beis Hashem Siyata Dishmaya, we're going to dive deep into the sugya. But it's important for you to know where we're at and which stage, because there's different Gemaras. The Gemara is going to ask Kesef Minalan. And now we saw already a Gemara, and Dav Beis Amrav spoke about it. And there's also a Gemara later on that's going to speak about it. So there's all different types of Havaminas, different stages, different thoughts, and there's also different levels. How do you know that you can Mekadosh a Ketana? How do you know a Naira? How do you know Maisi Adai, Mafaris the Dar? There's all different types of things that are going to be discussed. Let's start. Beis Hashem, with Siyata Dishmaya. The Gemara starts the following thing. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Tudats Bekesef Minole. Bekesef, what's the Mekor? So right away, the Talmud Rashba jumps on the Gemara. Does anyone need a pen? Anyone need a pen? Talmud Rashba jumps on the Gemara and says, what do you mean Kesef Minalan? We saw already that Beis Amin Aleph. Where do you know it from? The Gemara said the same words, Kesef Minalan, Gamar Kicha Kicha Mistei Efren. So the Talmud Rashba says two different Mahalchim, and both of them, he says the Gemara before is not really Gemara. In both of them. There were Tekufas after the Chesimus HaGemara. One is the Tekufa of the Ge'oinim, and the other one is the Tekufa of the Rabbanon Savaroi. Okay, it goes like this. The way it works is we have Tanoim, they're in the Mishnah. Amoraim, where are they? In the Gemara. And then you have Rabbanon Savaroi, Ge'oinim, Rishoinim, Achroinim. That's the Shalshelis. That's what happened. You don't know much about the Rabbanon Savaroi because their job is to be invisible. They were really editors. They edited the Gemara. After they had the Gemara, to make sure that the Gemara, they kind of like went through everything, because, you know, back in the day, it was very easy for there to be mistakes in the Gemara. So their job was to edit. They're called Rabbanon Savaroi. But maybe something slipped in, says the Shita Shanoidumi, that was from the Rabbanon Savaroi. And it wasn't really from the Gemara at all. And this is the Gemara. And this is the first time the Gemara actually asks us the question, Minalan. And the one before either was Rabbanon Savaroi or was the Goinim. The Goinim, there's famous Goinim, Rabbi Hai Goin, Rabbi Sadia Goin, but there was many Goinim. That was a Tekufa also before the Rishonim, which the Goinim also had their hands on manuscripts, and it could be that it was from the Goinim. Lefize, that entire Gemara that we had before, where the Gemara says, Maishna Hacha the Tani Isha Niknis, Maishna Hacha Tani Isha Mekadish, is not in really from the Gemara. That's the way the Shita Shalom learns. I could understand, perhaps, maybe why we had asked the question, the Ramban asked the question. Why does the Gemara first talk about the word Niknis, and afterwards talk about the word Isha? Do you remember the order of the Gemara? First the Gemara is by the word Niknis. So the Gemara, it says Niknis is from Kesef, Kesef Ikri Kinyan, and all that. And the Gemara goes back and says, why did it say Isha? It should say Ish. So the Ramban asked, why are you going out of order? If one Gemara was maybe not really a Gemara, then I can make sense. Because that maybe that Gemara was an insert and the other Gemara was really there. Medafis and Akopar. Why that one? What?
Not this one. Why did you do the first Gemara?
Well, he's bothered by a different question. The words Kesef Minalan is in the first Gemara.
Right.
So he's saying, you mean that Gemara, not this one over here?
Yeah.
This is a huge, massive, long Gemara. Also, he brings a Raya. He says that Gemara doesn't make any mention of any names of any Amoraim. Interesting. There's no Amoraim there. Why not? Why does the Gemara? Because it's not a Gemara. Our Gemara has Amoraim. So therefore, ours is obviously a Gemara. But Rashi seems to say not like that. Rashi says, take a look at Rashi. Bekesef Minalan. Hocha Iker. Ula'el Agav Grora Nokatle. Literutze Lashon Kinyan Demasnisan. Which is, this is really the sugya. Before, the Gemara kind of like just said it, but the Gemara didn't really mean to make it into a conversation.
The Rashi said
this already on that Beis Amin Aleph also.
Why can't you combine the two into one Gemara?
What?
Why can't we just combine the two into one Gemara?
Because the Gemara over there is talking about the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Gemara over here is going down further in the Mishnah. The Gemara is what's with Kesef, Minolan. So we can't. We have to keep things in order. We're trying to keep Seder. So what we did is we just said, look, the reason is because of what we're going to say later on. But basically, what Rashi is saying, I would like to paraphrase Rashi. Rashi says we are ignoring the Gemara from before. We don't know the Gemara. That's not really the. Here is the Gemara is asking the question. The Gemara later on is really kind of like coming after our Gemara, knowing our Gemara. But that's not a sugya over there that we already discussed and established. Hasam is agab grora, which means that this is really the discussion. So therefore, it's as if we didn't know that Gemara beforehand. That's lechora the way that Rashi is learning.
What?
The Gemara is saying a different teretz. Because the Gemara is going to work it through. The Gemara is going to get to Kicha Kicha. In other words, what Gabriel is asking, which is, again, you have to know the different stages of the Gemara, is their Gemara says Kicha Kicha. Our Gemara says a different thing, Yatzachinim and Kosef. So the Gemara is going to end up later on, get back to Kicha Kicha and discuss what do I need two Pesukim for and how. But right now, the Gemara is starting off as if we know nothing. I know nothing. What's the Makar? Gemara tries Yatzachinim. And then we're going to work through this. Going to be this sugya, by the way, my friends, is going to be a couple of weeks, so you better make sure that you stay zoned in, because if you lose it now, I feel bad for you. So the Gemara is going to get there eventually. We're going to get to Kicha Kicha. Yeah. Again, because our maskana is going to be something else. Our Gemara is going to get to our Gemara is going to get to that eventually. Okay. So now the Gemara asks the question, Kesef Minolan. Vesu asks the Gemara, Hadetnan, Ha'av Zakai Bebito Bekdusha, Bekesef Beshtaru Bebia. Also the Mishnah that it says in Meseches Ksubis, Av Zakai Bebito, the father has the schus in his daughter, Bekdusha, Bekesef Shtaru Bebia, Minolan de Mekanya Bekesef, Bekesef Davu. How do you know you kind of Kesef? And how do you know the Kesef goes to the father? Now, how many questions did the Gemara say? Gemara, there are three. Seems to be three question marks in the Gemara. But the two of them are really the same question. Well, the Gemara originally asked Minolan, and the Gemara again says, Minolan de Mekanya Bekesef, that's really just repeating that question. Now, Bekesef Doavu, that's the addition. So we really have two questions. How do you know the Isha is Mekanya Bekesef? And how do you know that Kesef goes to the father? Where do we see? Where's the Makar? Does it say anywhere in our Mishnah Kesef goes to the father? No. Where does it say Kesef goes to the father? The Mishnah Ksubis, Av Zakeh Bebito Bektusheha, Bekesef Shtar Bebiya, obviously the Kesef goes to the father. Because I guess you see that question in that Mishnah also. Do you see in that Mishnah that there's such a thing as Kedusha Kesef? Yeah. You see it also in our Mishnah. But you see it there too. So the Gemara is just repeating the question that I would ask that over there also, but it's really the same question. Says Rashi, Zakai bebitoi shehakesef yeshaloi vehu mekabel hashtar vu moisro lebi'a al korcho l'shem kedushin ba'oidai naro. So Rashi is the choyra ba warning. Rashi is telling us what it is of Zakai bebito bekdusheha. And if you look carefully, Rashi is nuancing different in each one of them. Right? Rashi is saying, Kesef yeshaloi vehu mekabel hashtar. Interesting.
How does this work with anything
we've
learned so far? This Rashi. This is different than
Rishonim
and different Imudim that we had on every Gemara.
What do you mean
by that? Talks about even though we learned that by Ketana, he's not Mekabel Ashtar, he gives a star.
No, he could, he doesn't have to.
He could.
He says he could, it doesn't mean he has to. He could. He doesn't have to give the shtar.
He doesn't have to?
No.
Yishami
just saying that
we brought it with Sada.
No.
By Sada, he accepts it the same. He could.
It could go either way. So if you're only learning from Sada in the Havamina that we're learning Kicha Kicha, we're going that direction. But that's only the Havamina, the Maskana, we don't learn it from there. So it could, it says the Yishami. But Avada, he could also be Makabal the shtar.
And the other part is here, he talks about Maestro Lapia.
Right.
We had the Sefer Machna in the last stop.
All right, so we'll get back to that. Let's hold off on that for a second. So Rashi says three different things. So Why is Rashi saying three different things? And what's Rashi saying? First thing is why. I think the answer to why is as follows. The Mishnah says, Av zaka bibitu b'kdusha b'kesef shnar biya. Do we know that there are three ways to Mekadosh and Isha? Where do we know that from?
Our Mishnah.
Does the Mishnah Ksubas have to tell us that a father is Zoycha b'kdusha b'kesef shnar biya? Why doesn't just say Av zakai b'kdusha? Period. A father is a schus in her kedushin. How are you? Eshi mikudeshes? Kesef shnarmiya. But the Mishnah seems to say Rashi's learning. No. Av zakai b'kdusha b'kesef. Av zakai b'kdusha b'biya or b'shtar. Each one has a bazundere schus. What's the bazundere schus in each one of them? Rashi comes to be mazur. What? Each one has a different way of having a schus. That's bazunder in English. Bazunder. An individual. There's a bazunder schus in kesef. Bazunder schus in shtar. What is it? What's the schus in kesef? Says Rashi. Shakesef yeshaloi. He walks home with the kesef. That's the bazunder schus in kesef. Shtar. Vihu mekabel hashtar. That not that he the kesef goes to him. He's mekabel the shtar. Well, hold on a second. Now, what does that mean? Hu mekabel hashtar. When the husband writes the shtar, what's he going to write in the shtar? What's he going to write in the shtar? Your daughter is mekudesh to me. You're not talking to the girl. So the schus in kesef is that he gets the kesef. The schus in shtar is that he is the one who's mekadesh with her. Who mekabel hashtar? He gets the shtar. And the schus in bia is that he's maestro le bia al karcha.
Who said al karcha is just
something? Al karcha, the same kedushin by dinah. What's the chiddush of that? Hold on a second. Can he be mekadesh with kesef al karcha?
Yeah.
Can you make no?
Yeah, of course.
Same, I didn't think.
Can you makadosha with shtar al korcha? So what's we saying? Who makadosha? Who maisur labia al korcha? The same kedushin by dinar. What's the chiddush of bia?
Maybe well, three are.
What? Is it any different than kesef and shtar?
There's a difference.
Bia is something that's rethinking. I don't know.
No, it's bia. We'd have a special avamina.
It's her maisa. If you bia, she's doing it. Not kesef and shtar. He's taking care of everything. Bia, you need her to be involved in this.
So the void is like this. What is Kiddushei Bia? I just want to be myself for a little bit. What's Kiddushei Bia? It's not, you know, when a man attacks a woman. What's Kiddushei Bia? It's an act of Ishus. Right? If a man says, I'd like to marry you with this act of Oinus, where he actually attacks her. That's not, you can't marry a woman with that. Kiddushei Bia has to be Kiddushei Ishus. She's kicking and screaming and saying that I don't want to do this. So the father can be koyveyed as a Maisa Ishus. That's a massive chiddush. But I'll tell you where it comes to. Another thing. Everybody said, do you remember we had a stira and why you can't be Makadosh Baal Korcha and Rashi? Two reasons. Why you can't be Makadosh and Isha Baal Korcha? One reason is because you need das makne. The other reason was yatsav ha'isa. We explained one's a din in the chalois, one's a din in the ma'isa. Who does the ma'isa kedushin? The girl. So how could a father ever marry off his daughter if she doesn't have das? There's a massive chiddush here. The chiddush is the father can be koyveya. This is a ma'isa kedushin. It's more than just shtar. Shtar is he's the one doing it. Okay, I'm in control. I could do it. But then he can control his daughter so much that he can dictate her ma'isa. That's nacha, a nacha trot, nacha step in the kedushin.
She's not the
ma.
She doesn't
want to need her. No, not das makne. The other din you need it to be mitzoyna. Das makne is din lechalois. But you need her das for the ma'isa. She's doing the ma'isa, isn't she? No, I would say she's doing the ma'isa if you don't need her das. Did you? What?
She has no das.
Okay. This is talking about a naira.
No.
Talking about a naira. What?
She has partial.
Okay. No, that's enough das to be able to. But my point is that he can be koyvea this as being a ma'isa kedushin. So there's three steps. One is he gets the money of kedushin. What does that mean? After the kedushin's over, who benefits?
Father.
Then, who mekabel ashtar? What does that mean? He can do the ma'is kedushin. And then, who ma'isra the bial korcha? What does that mean? He can be koydeya her ma'isa as a ma'isa kedushin. Pile ployim. Those are the three dargas.
The fact that he's a dictator is a spus for him?
Yes. So what does schus mean according to Rashi? Does it mean that he's benefits? No, it means rights. Doesn't mean benefits. Benzi's understanding schus means it's a benefit. Show me some. What do I get out of this? What? Because I could be a dictator. That's what I get. What is it? It's an ego trip. That's not the pshat. Schus, according to Rashi, does not mean benefit. It means rights. Tosfos perhaps is going to argue. We'll see. Yeah. What do you say?
Why doesn't he just say schus instead of saying the money goes to the father? He says schus that you can marry off the money. Why?
Do you
the money that goes to the father isn't schus according to the same Rashi? It's schus that you can marry her off.
See, even in Rashi, the Kesef is for sure about
that's star. You just said
it's the same thing.
Yes, that's what we're saying. There has to be three different. Star and Bia. What's the special schus of Kesef? He gets to keep the Kesef. What's the schus of Star? You're saying, let Kesef be Star. Okay, then there's no special schus in Kesef and Star. So we're bringing out that each one has its own unique special schus. Each one has. Got that?
So only in Bia, the schus is the rights. By Kesef and Kham, the schus is that he gets money.
By all of them, they're
right.
But Kesef has to be.
Yeah, Kesef grata, it's money.
The actual
yeah, okay.
The whole thing is not rights, it's the whole schus. It's the fact that he's walking out with money. That's what
schus
means.
No.
Because
that's a right. He has a right to the Kesef. Doesn't you? You don't have to change what the word schus means. Because what are you going to say over here? Schus means this, and over there, schus means that. Yeah, but it does. No, because it's also a right. I have a right to the money.
He's a right to the money.
It doesn't mean that I have a benefit.
Which in fact, it's benefiting him. Okay.
Okay, it'll end up being benefit. But the word schus means, according to Rashi, schus over here just means you have certain rights. You have rights to the money. You have rights to be mekadosher, and your rights to be koveya. Her mice says a mice kedushin. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos, however, says differently. Tosfos bringing the Yerushalmi says Tosfos Av Zake Bebito Mefarish BeYerushalmi Sheyesh Lo Schus Bebia Shenoyisten Lo Ischar LeKadesh Bebia.
Hold on.
What's this? Says Tosfos. What is it over here? He gets money. He gets money.
Cash
money. So says, what's Pshat and why is Yerushalmi saying this? L'chor Yerushalmi is learning Schus like Benzi. What does Schus mean?
Benefit.
What benefit do I have of the fact that I could, of course, force my daughter to get married? There's no benefit there. Schus means I have to come out with something. Says Yerushalmi, by Kesef, what do you come out with?
Money.
By Bia, what do you come out with?
Money.
Money.
And by Shtar.
So what's going to be with Shtar? That is... Yeah. Hold on a second.
Where do you get money?
What? Because the husband is about to mekadesh the daughter, and the father says, not so fast, you can't marry my daughter unless you pay me money. He says, but I'm not being mekadesh with Kesef. We'll get there. I'm not mekadesh with Kesef, I'm mekadesh with Bia. Okay, pay me money. You want to marry my daughter with Bia? Pay me money. Cash money. Is he going to walk out with money, Tate? Yeah. We'll get there. Frek the makne akasha, different kasha. So what does the word zakai mean?
Rights or money.
What?
Right.
According to Taishvis, gain. The problem is that same Mishnah Ksuvis, which we didn't look up, we should have looked up, says Av Zakai Bebitoi Behaforas Nedoreha. Now what does that mean? What does Haforas Nedor mean? He can matter in a door. Does he gain anything financially by being matter in a door? What?
Maybe if his daughter has
Maybe it's a one dimension he's using the shyness.
That's not
how far as the Dharma.
But this makes a letter that
maybe you don't just start switching the shyness to middle dimension.
And that's still not gaining money. It's just a question of now it ends up costing money or not costing money. That's not. What does he gain?
He's the man.
What does he gain? He doesn't gain anything. He doesn't gain anything.
Why not? What's a neder?
He's the man. It makes him the boss.
Okay, so then being the boss is called the gain, then we are back to his question. So ego trip. So be also, I'm the boss. I'll tell you who what. That's not what it means. That's
not a gain.
That's not a gain. The Yerushalmi is coming to say there has to be money. Or else the Yerushalmi wouldn't have to say be as Kanisha Kesef. The Yerushalmi say money. Show me the money. So where's the money in our forest in the dorm? Why? Because if he does and if she does, that's not money.
Why are you
going to get to Shtar.
So the Mishnah is going to keep the same Lashon. So says the Makneh, and Achanami.
We use the Lashon of Zakoi for Kesef and Bia, but Once we said that, it's in the same Mishnah. We're not going to change our language. So therefore, it says the word Zakai by first Nadoya, but really it's Lav Davka. Take a look. Akoponim comes along the Rishayim and say, what about Shtar? What do you do with Shtar? Is there a schus when it comes to Shtar? According to Rashi, we know what the Zakoi is by Shtar, that he's the one who's Makabal the Shtar, and he's going to write Bitcho Mekudeshesli. However, according to Toisvis, what's going to be with Shtar? So the Meiri says the following thing. Says the Meiri, Shtar, for sure this is schus. Because who gets to keep the paper?
Oh. What?
Who gets to keep the paper?
You could use it as a cork,
says the Meiri. Lotzer al pitzlu chaysav. He could use it as a cork.
That's ridiculous.
You might think it's ridiculous, but the fact is, you're walking away with something. Meiri.
And the Gemara Gittin.
No, but to him it's worth using it as a cork.
I'm not sure if it's less than a Shabbat. Hold on a second. Laser asked a better question. I'm sorry, Victor, but Laser asked a better question. What's the better question?
So that's Isuri Ano, you know, use this quirk.
We saw in Taisis, Kusval Isuri Ano. Shtar works on Isuri Ano. Right?
Okay, so in that case, there wouldn't be
so fast. The Yushalmi holds a Shtar condition cannot be written on Isuri Ano.
So you have a whole question
On the Gemara Bavli? This is a Yushalmi. Yushalmi holds it cannot be written on Isuri Ano. So the Yushalmi Lishitasoi is very good. Yushalmi Tasha says, yeah, in a Hanami, you need to write on it whatever the paper is. You get the worth of the paper, and you get it. And it's your Kenyan. But we saw in Toysis, Kasal Isuri Ano works, which we explained. You don't even need to do a Kenyan on the Shtar. What's the whole Shtar just? Just the words. If the Shtar is the words, so then what do I get? What's the cash money? No cash money! According to the Yushalmi. What?
When he gives the Shtar, what's the benefit there?
Doesn't Tosus mention
this? Both of you, but we have to say that there is a. If he chooses to give, to not take the benefit, he should not take the benefit. But if he does it, he gets the Shtar. He has the Tzchus in the Shtar.
Tosus only in the Shtar, not only in the Yushalmi. I mean, Tosus brings the Yushalmi as best idea. This is
the
he's holding that.
No, we said the Yushalmi, the Miri says, which is really the Yushalmi. Seems to say that. Yeah. So, but Tosis HaRosh says differently. Tosis HaRosh says, in a Chanami Shtar, there is no S'chus. The same way we said by Aphoris Nidorim, why does it say a Lashon of Zakoi? Just because it said it by Kesef and Bia, Shtar also. It's Lav Davka. Once it says it by those two, so it says the Lashon over there. So why don't we just say that it's true only by Kesef? Why do we need to be true by Bia? Because if it only works for one, Tani Taito Tuchada. Can't do Tani Taito Tuchada. So therefore, we need it to work for Kesef and Bia. Shtar and Achlam doesn't work. Because Toysis holds, as we know, Yisturi Adno does not work. So Toysis is going to reject this idea of Lotso Apitz Luchaysev.
So he for sure doesn't know the Rashi. You can't just say he holds it Rashi and then Bia would be left out.
Right.
And then we'd have Kesef and Shtar.
Yeah, Rashi has a whole different... Rashi says Zakoi means something totally different than what Tosfos says. According to Rashi, what does Zakoi mean? Yeah. Fine. Comes Rav Moshe Feinstein and Frekta Moshe Mordechai Kasha and Dibras Moshe Ha'or Yudzai. Frekta Moshe, That's a schus that the father can get money for Bia? Of course the father can get money for Bia. Can the father marry off his daughter?
Yeah.
So, pshita, kivan shi yochol la'akev, yochol garma shal likach ba'adze kesef. The father can say, you like to marry my daughter? You like, not so fast. Money. Well, that's like a... You need a schus to say that? Can the father be Mekadosh's daughter? Is the father in control? So you can say, look, I'm the boss. I make the rules. What's the Mishnah saying? Nothing.
You can also make a
you can say whatever you want to say. You can do whatever you want to do. He could say, "You want to marry my daughter? You gotta stand on 1 foot for 3 hours. You can't marry my daughter. You do that also. So, well, that's a Mishnah. Father can make us a man stand on the foot. Okay, do whatever I want. I can make any deal I want. You wanna call it?
Yeah, but you're getting a cut in somebody else's deal. What? This is a transaction between.
No. This is Bia. Be Mekadesh by Bia. Talking about Bia, not Kesef. So the Kenyan is with the Bia, not with the Kesef. So the Kenyan is with the Bia. The fact that I could say, look, you wanna marry my daughter, you have to give me money. So I can make any type of condition I wanna make. I'm the boss. Call it blackmail. You can call whatever you want. But you got to get through me to get to her. And to get through me, give me the kesef.
Why do you
suspect
kesef also?
Yeah, why is that? What do you mean? No, because that's the Kenyan. So he gets the money of the Kenyan. I will say, that's my schus in the Kedushin. I have the schus to get the money. But over here, I'm not have the schus to get the money. I have the schus to hold back the marriage. I hold back the marriage.
Yeah,
the schus to get my control.
What? No, that's Rashi.
It's like Rashi. Rashi's not so good.
That's not. It sounds like Tosis saying nothing to do. It's just the etzem schlosser. I'm going to say another question.
If you could tie in the machlekes man tazo, big shavius for kesef, or you're just it's a token sum to anything. This man tazo.
Anything, but it's not. It's not anything. Pashtus. It's not anything.
No, I'm saying kesef also. Anything that the father's getting really, besides for the first puta, is just.
Work that out. I don't know. I can't think of it. Here, Rabbi Isa, I'll tell you what Ramesha says. Ramesha says maybe the Kiddush is that maybe the husband will say, I'll pay you. No problem. I'll pay you. Sure. How much you want? $1 million? $1 million. Here you go. Got $1 million. Showing. Can I have her? He takes her and he says, I was joking. Just joking.
Becomes part of the Ramesha.
Okay, the father says, Meshatani Bacha. The husband will say, I was just joking. I said.
So
we said a lot of things. Why is it not Chal Kedushin? I'm Mekadesh with Bia. I'm not Mekadesh with...
Okay.
So hold on a second. If the father made a Tanai, B'nai Gadu, B'nai Ruvain, now you need to make a Tanai. It's a whole situation to make a Tanai. Which is, you have to say, Hein Kodem Lalav, you have to say, what's the word I'm looking for? Hein Kodem Lalav, and it has to be Tanai Kofel. Okay, but maybe if he didn't make a Tanai, it's very nice, I said, but I don't have, maybe. How do we know that it's binding? The Mishnah is saying that it's binding. That's the pshat.
The father's kind of the Maisa. So if he says I'm joking, the father will be like, great, fine. So was I.
Yeah, the father.
But is this kedusha? Is this kesef have anything to do with the Maisa? The Maisa is bia.
Yes.
So what does that have to do with the Maisa over here?
He
gave over the bia.
Only if he gets the money.
What? So you're making a tanai? Is it a tanai or not a tanai? Okay, then. Are you saying it's a zaitika tanai? He could make another tanai. I'm not letting you marry her unless you stand on 1 foot for 4 hours. It's a tanai. So is that going to work if he doesn't stand on 1 foot for 4 hours? So is that a schus I have? I can make a tanai. So say, I can make whatever tanai I want. It has nothing to do with money. It's not a money thing. So hold on. So the rabbi said, let's go further. Right. So what's the answer? So it's a scissor, my chef. Then I may think he could say, I'm fooling you. If that's true, so then, hold on. Then.
How's it answered, though?
That's the chiddush. Chiddush is that I can't say Meshat Nivacha, that it's a real schus, I can really get the money. But if that's true, which we have issues with other issues, but so then the whole chiddush is only if he gives the money afterwards. Money before. But the Ritva says, cases where he gave the money before, he says, this money is for Bia. This money is for Bia. So what's the chiddush? That I can't say I'm joking, I gave you the money already. How am I going to say, I gave you the money before the Bia? The Ritva says he gives the money. Hey lach mana v'tiskadesh bitcha li bebiya.
The point is, there was more show to give ma'akim if you didn't get the money afterwards.
That's the chiddush. The question is, so, but it only sounds like it's afterwards. I think the pshat is as follows. And this is really going to explain also, basically, based on what the Igros Moshe is saying. I ask you another question. Why do you say the same thing by shtar? Can you do the same thing by shtar? You like to marry my daughter? How are you marrying her, shtar? Uh-uh. Not until you pay me money. Can you do that?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between shtar and bia? He wrote it, he didn't give it.
Guy's not going to pay for that.
Okay, you're paying to marry my daughter. So what Toby's saying is follows. This is not stam blackmail. This is, you're giving money for the Maisa Kedushin. It's not the pshat that in order for her to be married, you have to get through me for the Chalois Kedushin. The Maisa Kedushin is mine. I'm the Bailam on the Maisa Kedushin. What does that translate into? that I get money for the Maisa Kedushin. The money for the Maisa Kedushin is mine. Is there such thing as money for a Maisa Kedushin of Shtar? No, there's no Hanna in that. There's no money in that. You want to make a condition? You could blackmail anyone from as long as you want from today till tomorrow. But that's not a schus in a maisa kedushin. That's not avzaka bebito bekedushel bekesef bishtar ubebiyah. That's dumb. I have the right to marry you off, so I can blackmail you. And you can if you want. You can make a tanai kodem la maisa and say, listen, tanai kodem la lav, tanai kofel, all this time. You cannot marry my daughter with shtar unless you pay me $1 million. You can do that. And it's binding because I made a tanai. But we're saying something else. We're saying without a tanai. We're saying that this is the kesef of the ma'isa. There is money in the ma'isa kedushin itself. There's hana in the ma'isa kedushin. So whose ma'isa kedushin is that? That's his. Even without tanai. And it's going to be binding. Because I'm taking the... But by not by shtar. There's no money in the ma'isa kedushin of shtar.
So That's why there's money here.
That's the av zakai. It's only by bia, and that's why it's a schus in bia, and you don't need tanai kafel. And even if we're talking about giving the money beforehand, we're gin koveya, whose money is the money for the maisa kedushin? It's not the difference. Well, it's kind of the difference. That's maybe what he means.
Maybe.
It doesn't say that mamish. It's not identical. It's very similar. Because I'm saying it, Rabbi Meir.
What's this?
Why is this any more outside? Because the guy is willing to pay for bia, but he's not willing to pay for shtar. Because this is money for the maisa kedushin, not for the chalois kedushin. Shtar, the money is he's paying money because he wants to be married. By bia, he's paying money for the maisa kedushin. There's hana in the maisa kedushin. So I'm saying I want the money.
The chalois kedushin leads to that same maisa.
The chalois doesn't lead to a maisa. Maisa leads to a chalois.
No, I'm saying you're saying the guy has this mindset of the hana that I'm getting.
Correct. It's not about his. I don't know if it's about his mindset. It's not about his mindset. I'm charging you for the Maisa Kedushin. It's my Maisa Kedushin. What you do afterwards is between you and your wife. The Maisa Kedushin is mine. And therefore, I want the money for the Maisa Kedushin. And that's the Chiddush. That's the Schus. He owns the Maisa Kedushin. He owns the Maisa Shtar also. But is there any Hanno in owning the Maisa Shtar? There's no Hanno in that. And a Chanami. So it's Agav. Kesef, there's money in the Maisa Kedushin because there's intrinsically money in the Maisa Kedushin. Because the money is the Maisa Kedushin. So therefore, the same way, it's not identical, but the Tosafot says the same way he gets the money of the Maisa Kedushin, he gets the money that is an outgrowth of the Maisa Kedushin. It has to be from the Maisa Kedushin. Because there's no money in
Maisa.
There's no money there. There's no money there.
He doesn't own the
Maisa. The question was, if you understand this is just down blackmail money, so of course he could do that. What is that a schus? I could blackmail you to make me pay you. That's not called a schus. This is a real thing. This is a kinyan. I'm basically selling you the Maisa Kedushin. No, Shaitas to Rashi. No, we're saying that, but we were looking for money. Tosis is saying this is money. You have a mum and a stick of schus in the B, according to Tosis, not according to Rashi.
No money.
And Rashi makes no mention of money. Rashi makes no mention of money. What?
Can't do it.
And Achlami can't do it, but he owns his daughter that he could be Makadisher. For this also. For Kedushin. He owns it for Kedushin. Why not?
Straight up.
Father is the boss. Father is the We'll have to see the Gemara later on and how does a father own a daughter for Maisi Yadayim? How does that work? When we get there, hold that and then.
I don't understand
Maisi Yadayim. Okay, so when we get there, that it's going to be Domeh. Okay?
Of course there's Hanna in Maisi Kedushin, regardless of the Maisi Kedushin.
There's no Hanna in the Maisi Kedushin of Shtar. What's that?
You're married to her.
That's not Hanna in the Maisa, it's Hanna in the Chalois. The married is the chalois. Now I'm married. That's the chalois. In the maisa, the act of giving, there's no hana. In bia, there's an act of in the act of the marriage. There's hana, even without the chalois. That's still hana. It's still hana. Sure it is. No, that's not. That's good for why you're mekudeshes. Because there's hana. The yibum needs soif maisa because you need lachim shem zera. You need to have children. But bia only needs the hana. That hana isn't tchilas. The tchilas bia.
To marry from when he's sold in the right to the
No. After the Ma'aseh. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, there's something interesting in Tosfos HaRosh, which we'll have to see if we can find, right, Rabbi Yisai. Tosfos HaRosh says, Av Zaka Bibit Biktusha, we gave it out. Mefarish Bi Yushalmi, Sheyesh Lo Schus Bibiya, Sheynoisin Lo Schar Lekatcha Bibiya. The Agav Kesev Ubiya, Tony Zakoi. We saw that the Meiri says not like that. What does the Meiri say? What's the Zakoi when it comes to Shtar? The paper. Umiu says the Tosfos HaRosh. Lefum Gemara Didon, Kari Schus Sheyesh Lo Koyach Lekabel Kedusha. Says Tosfos HaRosh. However, our Gemara is not like the Yushalmi. Umihu. Gemara Didon. Karishchus Shish Lakoyach Lakabo Kudusha. Who does he sound like now? Yesh Lashchus Lakabo. That's the right Rashi. So somehow the Tosfos HaRosh is saying, but Tosfos, our Bavli argues with the Yushalmi. How does he know that? Where does it say in our Bavli, not like Yushalmi? He's saying, Mihu Lefum Gemara Didon. Where does it say that in our Gemara? It doesn't say anything in our Gemara. When I read the Tosfos, I thought Tosfos was saying that the Yushalmi is going with our Gemara. However, somehow Tosfos HaRosh sees in our Gemara not like that, and that's going to need some type of explanation. Where does it say in our Gemara not like the Yushalmi? I'll call upon him. Let's go right there.
Why does he say it can't be? How does Tosfos quote that it's Agav and it's
the Schus Lekabel Kedusha? The Schus Lekabel Kedusha is on Kesef and Bia.
Why is that not on Shtar?
Because Shtar, there's no Schus in the Ma'aseh Kedusha. It has to be in the Ma'aseh Kedusha. That's what we just said. There's no Hanu on the Ma'aseh Kedusha. No, it has to be Mamon. No. This all explaining the Yushalmi. And then Miu, Lefum Gemara Didon. He was first doing the Yushalmi. Zok the Gemara Viter, says the Gemara. Where's the Makor? Amarav Arvihuda Amarav Damakra Yatzachinam in Kesef. In Kesef Ladon Ze Aval Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher. It's talking about a case of Amma Evriya. Amma Evriya, she goes out, you don't have to give any money. In Kesef Ladon Ze Aval Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher. It's Kesef to another master. Who's another master that gets money when she leaves? Remind you, Av. The father, when he leaves, she leaves his rishus. Father gets money. What would be a case of the father gets money when she leaves his rishus?
Marriage.
Says Rashi. Rashi says, Minolon, Hanach Tarti, the Makanya Bekesav, the Tony Mastiso, Minolon, the Av Zakai Boki, the Tony Mahasam. Says the Gemara, because of Yotzachinam. Rashi explains, Yotzachinam Gabi, Ame Evriya, Ayotzis Mishus Adam, Bissimani Nairis. Matzil Michlov Yotzachinam, Velo Boye, in Kesav, extra words. El Midrash Bey, it must be a Drosha. Ain't Lo Boye, I'm sorry, El Midrash Bey, Ain't Kesav Ladan Zesh Yotzimeno, Vish Kesav Ladan Acha, Kesh Yotzimeno, and who is that? The father. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Ledida. Maybe it goes to her. Now hold on a second. She's not an Adoin. What do you mean it goes to her? It says, Ein kesef la'adayin zeh, yesh kesef la'adayin acher. What do you mean, Eim al-adida? Rashi explains, Eim al-adida, havei hai kesef. Maybe she's getting this money. D'ha loiksiv ein loy kesef. D'tevik min ein kesef la'adayin zeh. Says Rashi, you have to change the drasham. Who said you? Who gave you the license to say Ein kesef la'adayin zeh? It's Ein kesef b'yitziyazu. Maybe the money goes to her. It doesn't say anywhere, it goes to the other. You made that up. That was a fabrication. The Gemara is saying, hold your horses. Maybe it's just, and it's going to go to her. Says the Gemara. Frek Tosfos, what do you need a pasuk for? Frek Tosfos, Elam Shein La'av. We know that already. So what do we need a pasuk for that? She's Makadosh Bekesef? We know she's Makadosh Bekesef. Where do we know it from? Kicha Kicha. So, Frektosis, what's going on? So now, hold on. According to the Talmud HaRajba, is this question Shver? Why not? We don't know this yet. We don't know it yet. It's like, where'd you get that from? Kicha Kicha, where'd you get? Whoa, where's that coming from? Right? What?
And so Rashi doesn't say this either.
Maybe according to Rashi also, says the Pnei Yeshua and the Kikyon Diyoina. Saw those two inside, and I didn't see the Mara Dror because I don't know where that is. I would love to see it. But
they say
that Rashi is Bavornik twice as his Kasha. Because Rashi said before, I gave it out in the Oitzer Mefarshia Talmud. We didn't know Kicha Kicha yet. Umemelo Messiah Sheves Kushas Atoisvis. Because we don't know yet. What does it seem like from Toisvis? We already knew Kicha Kicha. Correct? I got a problem. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara is two dots. Kesef, Minalon. What's the problem? What do you mean, Minalon? Kicha Kicha. I thought Kicha Kicha. So it says the Talmud of Rashi, oh, we didn't know Kicha Kicha. Says Rashi, that Gemara, we're ignoring that Gemara. But if Toisvis is saying we already know Kicha Kicha, what's Minalon? So I'm of these huge, great luminaries. Maybe Toisvis is saying something else. This doesn't mean because we already know it. This means, but you're going to figure it out, right, eventually. So this whole Gemara is going to be wrong after, you know, you mean to say that this is all only Havaminas, but in the end of the day, this is all not true? Because there is a Kicha Kicha, right, folks? So let's go to the end of the Gemara. After all the dust settles, you're telling me this whole thing was because you just didn't know Kicha Kicha? Come on. Really? So we're going to wipe this whole Gemara out? So Tosis means to say Limaskana. We don't know Kicha Kicha. But Limaskana, that we do know Kicha Kicha. So you're telling me there's a really good answer and this whole Gemara can be ignored. Tosis says no. That's what Tosis Kash is. Tosis is masking to Rashi or to the Talmud Rajva that there's no Kicha Kicha yet. But there's going to be. So what do you do with the Maskana? Says Tosis. You can't make a drasha without a mashmois. You can't just move a drasha and say, oh, it's not talking about yitzia, it's talking about the av. Why? Because I don't have anything else to do with this drasha because I already have another one. That's not good enough. You can't just say, well, I already learned it from someone else, so what do I do with this? I'll just change the drasha. You can't change a drasha unless there's a mashmois. I'll make up a different drasha. You want me to make up a drasha? You don't know what to do with this? I'll make up a different drasha. You want me to? I'll make up a drasha. You can't just all of a sudden say, must be the money goes to the father. Why? Because what else are you doing with it? What else? I'll find something else to do with it. Unless you could show me where somehow the father is in this drasha.
Could we talk about the father marries her off, the money goes to her? Maybe him adjusting, even if the father marries her off, maybe the money goes to her still.
Yeah.
And we answer up in the next pshat, and then we say, no, because it can't be if the father has a chus that she gets the money.
Yeah, so we didn't know yet the father has a schus. The Gemara is going to introduce that to us. Let's see the next line of the Gemara. Okay, Yoni? Now the Gemara says, Hachi hashta. Time, hold on. Avia makabel kedusha dechsev es biti nasati lishazeh. The Gemara is introducing to us, Yoni, we know that the father is makabel the kedushin because es biti nasati lishazeh. I got a pasuk. On that one, I got a pasuk. So for sure the father is makabel kedushin. The yihi shakla kaspa. She gets the money. He's makabel kedushin. She gets the money. Maybe. What's the most problem? Maybe. Maybe the father's makabel kedushin, she gets the money. Who said?
It's not like it never happened before that somebody was making the purchase and somebody else received the money.
Yeah.
He's giving over his thing. Why shouldn't he get the money?
Right. Maybe she gets the money. He just decides who she marries. You get to her, you gotta go through me. You go through me, and then the money goes to her. Maybe
that's unusual. That's not Mishnah.
Let's see. It's a machlokes rishonim, my boy Sai, and we're gonna have to work this out. Look at Rashi. Emily, we saw that. Ihi tishkol kaspa bitmiya. Efshu shalchinam zikeu akasim bekabalas kedusha. What does that mean? What does that mean? Anyone?
That the Torah just randomly gave
him
a
schus? Is the Torah randomly giving him a schus? Like, in other words, what's the point?
Because he has rights.
What's the point of that? So Rashi's saying there's a svara here. It's a svara. What's the svara? Why are we giving him the... What are we giving him this for? Obviously, we want him to get the money. Efshu shalchinam, he's going to do this... He's not going to get any money out of this?
What about a naira here? Maybe...
Rashi seems to say that that's not enough. Efshu shalchinam zikeu akasim. Maybe for nothing. What? He's just gonna. He's the makadosh. He wants to make a good choice. He'll tell her, lady. I'll make decisions for you. Okay. We'll do this together. Why does he have to be in control? It must be. Probably it's because we want him to have the money. And the Ritzvah says subtly different, but there is a massive difference. We'll see. We'll see. We'll have to get back to that. Says the Ritzvah, we gave it out. It's number 7 in our Maromakoymas.
Barkinan Hashta. Avi Makab Kedusha. The Chesed is Vitna Satish as a Yishak Lakas. But Pirish. Kivon Shezichse Loi Torah. Shevashoy Lakadsha. Bal Korcha. Shalom Idaita. Ihu Chashiv Makne Ubal Dover. Ukimemoinoi Hi Chashuva Binyan Zeh. Kivan the EU have a makne loisagi de loy have kesef delay. What does loisagi mean?
Nothing to do the kedusha.
What does loisagi mean?
Not enough.
What does that mean? It means it's not possible that he doesn't get the money. He's the makne. It's his money. What do you mean? She should get the money. That's ridiculous. Who's the makne? The father's the makne. He's the makne. He gets the money. The e shock la kaspa e khosh bal dover vein avel ke shliach gen ech efshel la kach bal kor. I don't get it, says the Ritva. Who's the boss? If he's the boss, who gets the money? The boss gets the money. If she's the boss, who gets the money? She gets the money. If she gets the money, then who's the boss? Then she's the boss. So I'm seeing something very, very critical of Machlokes Rashi and Ritva here. The Achronim pick up on this. According to Rashi, is it technically possible that he's the makne and she gets the money? Is it technically? Yeah. Yes. So what's the Gemara's question?
Why would we?
We could, but why would? According to the Ritva, is it technically possible for him to be the makne and not get the money? No. If she gets the money, what does that tell me?
She's the
boss. If he gets the money, then he's the boss. What is it? What do we see from the Ritva? The two of them are intertwined. The two of them go together. Whoever's the makne gets the money, period. And Rashi's not like that. Rashi says, maybe he's the makne, and maybe she gets the money. I don't know who gets the money. But what would be the reason for that? What would be the svara? According to the Rashi, it's a little bit of a softer question, right? It's not like, it doesn't have to be, but that's what makes sense. Efter shalchilim zikeo akasim. For what? For nothing. According to the Ritva, it's bilti efshari. It's impossible that he's the makne. She gets the money. She gets the money. She's the makne. So the Gemara is saying this is not possible. This is a what's the word I'm looking for? It's a there's a word for it. Something that can't be an oxymoron or something like that. A paradox. That's the word I was looking for. It's a paradox. It can't be. She gets the money and he's the makadosh. It's a paradox. According to Rashi, it's not a paradox. I wouldn't know why you would do that. But you could. You could. It's not a paradox. It's just, why would you?
For Rashi, why do we need a pasuk of Yitzchak and Laskana? All we need to know is that she gets
the boss.
So we'll have to see. Bez Hashem. We'll have to see that. Rabbis, we have to work on the machlokes, the heads of the machlokes, Bez Hashem, that and more. Sunday is really critical because we're going to go deep on Sunday, Bez Hashem. And you have to really know these sugyas well. Hopefully do that. I'd like to leave you with the word on this week's parasha.
And sit down.
You're the guy. Chesky sponsoring Kiddush this week, Rabbis.
I warned Benson. Yeah, give me a second.